Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Lunchtime Live with Sean Defoe here. You can get in touch with us the last few minutes of the show. 53106 is the text line. We're on Twitter as well, at Lunchtime Live NT. A few texts in. We just had the winners of Ireland's Got Talent in, and absolutely amazing story with Rhythm Dance Company there. Text in from Dave in Kildare. Says, Nell, I'm a 41-year-old man and I have my sunglasses on the train here as I think someone's cutting onions somewhere. You're a savage credit to your family and vice versa. And truer words I don't think were ever spoken if you heard them. If not, get a back on the podcast later on. Now, we're moving to more TV and entertainment, and joining me for the first time, but joining a regular to the show to give her take on top TV, Netflix, and getting out and about recommendations is Suzanne Kane, Lunchtime Live's resident TV and entertainment correspondent. Good afternoon, Suzanne.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. Nice to be on with you. Long time listener, first time presenter. We're talking about a fascinating range of different shows today, but this one, first one we're going to talk about particularly has been in the news, and I'm surprised they've turned around something on this so quickly. Russian spy assassins, the Salisbury attack.
Yeah, and it's on tonight. Talk about being so relevant and also very close to the edge for Channel 4. It goes out tonight at 10 o'clock. Matt Free is going to explore the poisoning, obviously, of the Russian spy and his daughter. And also he's trying to kind of find out, you know, the potential motives that could explain why the former double agent was targeted. It does take him into quite, like, you know, to be expected, obviously, murky world of espionage, the politics, the crime, and then trying to examine the latest chapter. And it is so, like, it's still in the news today. It is very, very relevant. I have heard kind of from insiders in terms of Channel 4, like, they do have their solicitors, their lawyers, all working on this even as it goes out tonight, because everything, you know, because it's so current and because it's a current running story, they do have to watch what goes out and what's going to happen. Obviously the Kremlin deny it, we all know that, but it's kind of just, you know, really, you know, quite tragic what's happened. But why? What is going on? What's the reality of it, you know? So I think this is one of the kind of really shows how unbelievable Channel 4 are when it comes to making documentaries, but also how current and how quick they are.
How do they turn it around so quickly? Like, this has literally happened in the last couple of weeks, and to have a show on it so quickly, how do they manage that?
So Matt, in fairness to him, apparently from the moment it's been gone on, but again, there has been a lot of talk about this in a production background of covering it. I suppose it is quite relevant. So from what I understand, there has been some background work already done in the run into it. It was something that was on the table for Channel 4, but I think that they're taking the leap and going, let's go with it now, while it's very current and very relevant, which I think is fantastic. I promise you, Channel 4 tonight, 10 o'clock, it's one that you don't want to miss. And a bit of a change over, but again, this series is a three-part, Tuesday, tomorrow night, RTÉ 1, 10:15. It's called Come Home. I believe we have a little clip of it.
Yep. This is what you want, is it? What kind of woman walks out on her own children?
She just said she needed some space. She said she felt like she was
drowning.
My friends have all just turned their back on me.
You poor thing.
I wish you weren't going. Promise you'd come home.
Promise.
I'll always be there, Mum.
Well, you have a funny way of showing it. Walking out, no reasons.
There were reasons. I love you.
I love you too.
Amazing. So the voice you can hear there is Pauline Macklesome. She's a Northern Irish actor. She plays Marie. So Come Home is the story of this lady, Marie. She's a mother of three who's been married to Greg, who's played by Christopher Eccleston. They've been married for 19 years, and all of a sudden, she mysteriously just walks out of the house. She's gone. So what are the repercussions? What's the background to it? There's dark secrets. They have to be uncovered. The best thing about this story is, and I don't know if you ever caught it, it was on ran for 2 series on BBC, a series called Ordinary Lies.
Yeah, I remember seeing the ads for it, all right, but I never actually caught up with it.
If you can ever watch it back on any of the players, do. It is one of the best television series I've ever seen. This is going to be pretty much the same. So the story is told from different perspectives. So it goes to different time shifts, it goes to backflashes, kind of what's gone on. And also then you have the relevant present day where the family are trying to figure out what makes, you know, after 19 years, why does your mom of three, a wife in a seemingly very happy social circumstance, happy marriage, happy life, has decided that she just wants out. It's written by Danny Brocklehurst, who, again, I said is part of Ordinary Life, but obviously won the BAFTA for Shameless as well. Absolutely incredible writer. But if you're a fan of Ordinary Life, you've never seen it, I promise you, it's a three-part series. It is absolutely exceptional. It's RT1, 10:15 tomorrow night.
The ads certainly do make it look good. All right, the next one we're talking about is a Netflix, and it's Return Season 2. Now, this is one I haven't got into. It's been queued up on my Netflix to watch for ages just because the idea is fantastic. Santa Clarita Diet Season 2. What's new? What's coming here for the people who maybe, like me, haven't quite got into it yet?
So this is my fear. I don't want to give away too much. If you haven't gone and watched the first season, maybe go and watch it. If you were to look at the ads on Netflix for Santa Clarita Diet, you'll think it's a very light and airy kind of LA type story. It's not. It's about zombies. It is very, very strange. But what I will say about season two is we look back at Sheila. What turned Sheila? We won't say too much about that. What has Joel? Why is he bored with the crazy train? What's going on with Joel? And that'll make sense to you if you have watched season two, one. You'll know what I'm talking about. Eric and Abby. That story is going to continue into season two as well. So there's so many questions that we've looked at in season one that become answered in season two. We got no answers. If you watch the first series, we got no answers. But in season two, you kind of figure out a little bit why they're kind of discontented living in their LA suburbs, life of Clarita, I should say. And Abby, of course, is their teenage daughter in that as well.
And I think we can hear a quick teaser of that as well.
Yeah.
Mom, what are you up to?
Oh, just book reading.
Are you chewing the post?
Mommy's going a little crazy down here, so I need to get out. And I know you're worried I'm gonna go out there and kill somebody, but think about all the people I haven't killed. Literally everyone in the world except three people.
And that's season two of Netflix Santa Clarita Diet. And unfortunately, Suzanne, we don't have time to get to the third clip, but I'm sure we'll get to it next week when you have you back on again. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.